Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. And this is the Grind is Ugly pod, as I just said. And we're back. It's Monday, which means it's pod day. Monday means it's pod day. Now, where to begin? I have a lot to say and nothing to say at the same time. But we're going to stop with Donald Trump. We're going to start with Donald Trump. And we're going to stop with Donald Trump. A lot of y'all just seem to not understand that he's going to win the nomination, barring they completely stop him from doing it through the court's litigation. But it isn't going to be because of any criminality. Donald Trump told y'all, I can shoot a man in Fifth Avenue and nothing will happen. That is what he told y'all. He said that while he was running and beat Hillary. Back in 2016. And I don't know if anything has shown that he can't do that. And I believe he thinks that. And as he just won the Iowa caucus last night by a landslide, and he's going to win Ohio by a landslide, and he's going to win all those southern states by a landslide, and he's going to take back, and like, you guys have to read the tea leaves, man. The tea leaves tell you everything. Biden. Hey, man, I get it, man. We're in California. We're all Democratic, blah, blah, blah. But, brother, that brother, man, is going to be a long night. Now, that's all my political take. I ain't going to get into it. But it's going to be a long game for Biden. It's going to be a long game. And I think if y'all really look down on yourselves and ask yourselves and be honest with yourself, it's a presidential election. And it is Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. And we have 4 years of Biden and Kamala Harris. I want y'all to really be honest with yourself and ask, do you think that Biden wins again? And I'll leave you with that. That's the political side. Because we are in an election. I hear people say, oh, you know, don't worry about the election. Worry about the... Hey, man. Hey, listen. I'm a political guy, honestly. I'm a historical guy, truly. And I understand figureheads. I keep hearing people try to, the presidency never mattered. Hey, guys, if it never mattered, then let me be the president. Some of y'all wouldn't vote for me, but it doesn't matter. You get the point? It matters. It matters to you. It matters to me. It matters to us. Let's be honest. And I'm not telling you to vote. I'm not telling you not to vote. What I'm saying is the presidency does matter. Like, let's cut all the nonsense. It absolutely matters who is going to be the president, regardless if you think it does or it doesn't affect you. It might not affect you on a local level, but it 1,000% will affect you on a national level, on a global level. And it does affect you on a local level because the president is like a beam down to political parties, right? If I'm the president and I'm Joe Biden, I'm a Democrat, that matters to when they run. When other candidates run, Kyle Allen's going to run and the president's Republican. What kind of sets the tone? The figurehead sets the tone of who and what and how. It just does. And the presidency matters. So at least be involved. At least care. If you don't like my opinion, fine. If you think that Joe Biden is going to take over, if you think that Donnie Big D, Big T is going to handle business, good. Get involved is all I'm saying. Have an opinion. Have a thought. And when I say have an opinion, I absolutely don't mean have an ignorant opinion. I don't mean just say, well, no. When you start hearing that voice, click, turn the channel. I don't want to hear that. And also, when I say have an opinion, have your own opinion. See, I believe in love and truly cherish people's opinions when it's their opinion. But I can tell when I get online, and let's talk about Instagram. All this stuff happening in Gaza, happening in Ukraine, Russia, happening in America. Let me say that. All this stuff happening in America. I'll see people post things on Instagram. Oh, pray for... Hey, listen. Let me be clear. A lot of y'all do not have opinions about anything. Y'all just copy and paste what you see Twitter or X now saying. You'll look at what's trending, read the comments, and then I'll see people post exactly what I've seen the masses on those other sites say. They'll take it from Facebook and put it on Instagram. Like, people don't have Facebook and saw the same thing you saw. Have an original opinion, an original thought. Do not, I pray for the transgender community. And hey, if nothing you do in your life reflects what you post, you are a fraud. I'll never forget Kony 2012. Black out your screen. I'll never forget the ice bucket challenge when not one of you donated to ALS. Not one of y'all donated to the ice bucket challenge. But y'all just wanted to pour cold water on you and post a video. That is when I knew, all right, man, y'all just strange. I nominate such and such. And man, I'm not pouring water over my head for ALS when I could donate actual money to ALS or actually go do something that actually reflects the bucket of water. And if you're going to pour the bucket of water on you, are you going to donate? Like, let's be real here. Let's get back to reality. That might be the title of this pod. Back to reality. Can we stop acting like being independent is some great, beautiful thing? Can we stop acting like doing it all by yourself is not one of the most miserable things on planet Earth? All you see on Instagram is a bunch of miserable, independent people that are constantly trying to tell you how happy they are by themselves. But when you're looking at it, it's like, as the sky is gray, that's how I view this. Yeah, I see it. Man, it looks sunny, but it's gray. We don't believe you. You need more people. We don't believe you. You need more people. I'm all for being independent. And I'll be honest with you. We're coming on this world where at this point, we're creating these full lives. And at what point can anyone attach themselves to your independence? And you might be saying, I don't need nobody. If you sound like that, or you're saying that, you are heartbroken, disillusioned, or just quite frankly, sad. Trust me, guys, I understand. It is easier to say I can do it on my own. And this isn't just a woman thing. It's also a man thing. Where we go, you know what? I can do this by myself. I'm my own such. Trust me, I'm probably going to get it tatted on me, one man army. I was going to get it tatted on me when I was 20. I got it drawn up. It was going to be on my back. I believed in it then, and I still believe in it now. So for a man that one man army is one of his favorite slogans, me saying this can be a contradiction. But I 1,000% that I believe that I'm one man army. And what I mean by that is before I can do for anyone else, I have to be ready to take on life by myself. That's just, I believe in that. I truly believe that we have it backwards. When I see people constantly, I got to take the kids to gymnastics, and then I got to take them over here, and then I got to take them over there, and then I got to do this, and then they get to the end of their day, and they have absolutely nothing for themselves. And by the way, my daughter went to gymnastics. My kids are getting into karate. I believe in all of that, so don't take that and go, I believe in all of that. What I'm saying is, at some point, put them kids down and you get a life. Get a life. What do you do for yourself? Let's just call it what it is. You can't feed them a healthy meal and then you go eat McDonald's. Something is off. Something is off. Don't feed the kids a healthy meal and you eating a Subway with double, triple meat. We're gonna have a lot of real conversations on the pod in 2024. Guys, I'm gonna be myself, man. If I lose some listeners, I understand. But at the end of the day, don't live for Instagram. Live for yourself. At the end of the day, have your own opinion. At the end of the day, who are you? There's a lot of fraudulent people out here, man, that are truly living lies. And people are basing their reality on someone's lie. You are basing your reality on someone's lie. If people can, if you see someone and they're always in Cancun or Tulum, well, no one goes to Tulum anymore now that no one goes to Tulum, right? So now that's not cool anymore. But say you're, oh man, they over here, man, they going over there, they going over here. But then you're like, well, what do you do for work? And they can't explain it. Bro, they live with their grandma. They have someone supporting them. There's a man that you don't know about. There's a woman you don't know about. Their mama might be rich. Their daddy might be, like, just, guys. The median income for a black family in the United States of America is $44,000. That is with two parents. That is with two people in the household. $44,000. If you don't believe it, look it up. If you don't believe it, look it up. Someone's lying in our, we are lying in our community. So don't be or feel discouraged if you feel like, man, all I can afford is Applebee's. You're living a real life and you'll eventually afford what you want. But do not get so downtrodden on your real life looking at a lie. That is the moral of this. Don't get caught living your life based on a lie. Don't get caught living your real life based on someone's lie. I'm going to say it one more time. Do not get caught basing your real life on someone else's lie. It is what is going on. I see it every day. He only can afford those shoes, baby, because he lives with granny and he will not leave. Hey, they can only go to Texas every weekend because they have no bills, because they live with their mother. And I'm not against that, guys. I just want y'all to start being real. And I want people to stop going, well, what? I can't do that. No, you can't, because your circumstances are different. Live in your circumstance. Live in your reality. This is the Grind is Ugly podcast. Please like it. Please comment. Please share. Please repost. If you watch it, which that's coming soon. Video is coming soon. Because I definitely think sometimes y'all need to see my expressions when I'm speaking. Because certain things, I just think that needs to happen. The video is coming. Please comment, like, and share it. It goes a long way. I appreciate everybody sticking with me. Every Monday, this is dropping. And with me being consistent, I think you'll be consistent, a consistent listener. Thank you for listening to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I'm your humble host, Kyle.